the power breath. This is a technique I use before nearly every business meeting to quickly reduce and manage stress. In some way, it reduced the stress and made me come from a more powerful place, and my system felt more energetically alive and grounded. Here are the benefits for you. It'll reduce stress. It can energize the system. It can be used anywhere, and you can get significant benefits in less than a minute. And there's a great quote from an Indian sage called Ramesh Balsekar who says, "A newborn baby breathes from its belly. A sage also breathes from his belly. Only modern man does not." And a great yogi once said, "He who controls his breath controls," and I want you to fill in the blank here, "he who controls his breath controls what? His body? His breathing? Himself?" The full quote is, "He who controls his breath controls the universe." That's how powerful these simple techniques can be. It's a great way to start to build some of those qualities that you want, some of those heart connection qualities. Here's the technique. And there are four easy stages. First of all, we need to expand our idea of how to breathe. And the first step is simply to allow your breathing to slow down. And that's an easy thing to do. But just start to slow the pace of your breathing. And secondly, I want you to start to change the shape of your breathing. I want you to start to now breathe from your belly, from lower down in your body, from your abdomen. And the third step, to really get your breath down into your belly, is to deliberately start to relax the muscles in your abdomen. And with each breath in and out, you can just start to allow that area of your body where we hold so much tension to start to relax. And a great way to do this is to place your hand just below your navel. And with each breath in, just gently try and move your hand so you'll be breathing so deeply from your abdomen that you can actually feel your hand being moved. And take a few breaths like that now. Good. And now I want you to use your abdominal muscles to actually force your belly out. Use the muscles to actually make your belly protrude even more. And so as you push your abdomen out, the goal is that you'll start to look almost pregnant and full as you're using your muscles to force your belly out. And what that does is you can take in even more air and more oxygen into your system. So for the next few breaths, use your muscles to actually force your belly out. And yes, it does look a little bit ridiculous, but trust me, no one's watching. And we're doing this just to give you now a sense of how deep your breathing can be. And so for the next four breaths, just allow those muscles in your abdomen to relax again. But you're still aiming for each breath to come into as full and round and soft and deep place as before. And the goal here is to do this as many times a day as you need to, whenever you need to. For your first time practice, try breathing like this for 3 or 4 minutes so you get a sense of how deep your breathing can be. And it will be completely different from the way we normally breathe, which I call survival breathing, which is just in and out. But this is more conscious breath work. We're deliberately expanding the belly, making it full and round, and energizing your system. Here are some tips to do this. Firstly, remain easy and relaxed in your approach. When I train people in courses, many people are working really hard to do this. And the invitation is for you to relax about this. Now, in the technique, we deliberately use muscle groups to expand our belly, and that's to give you just a sense of how deep your breathing can go. But after you've done that, then relax back to just a full and deep breath. In order for you to experience stress, Your body has to tighten the breath. Contract it, narrow it, make it smaller and more shallow. So by breathing deeply, you're breaking this pattern. And it does shift now the way you experience stress. The second thing that I find incredibly interesting with this is that when you put your attention on your breathing, you can actually monitor your emotional world. Now let me explain that. I noticed that every time I stopped my breathing, I was either trying to avoid some uncomfortable emotion, or I was trying to hold on to a good emotion. So whenever I had stress or fear or concern, my breathing would stop because it was making itself more tense. And same whenever I had very, very intensely good experiences. So the practice is to breathe no matter what, breathing through all the emotional flavors and colors. It magnifies the good feelings and it minimizes the impact of the negative ones.